The average family in my neighborhood years ago, the average Italian family was 9, 10, 12 kids. My family, only 4 children, 3 sisters. I was the only boy. Yesterday, this guy gets away with murder, he's the only boy. I used to get hit by my sisters. And on Monday night was always problems, because Monday night we always had lentils and ciabatta. I said, Ma, I don't want to eat the lentils and ciabatta. You don't eat it tonight, you're going to eat them tomorrow. And you don't eat it tomorrow, you're going to eat the next day. By Friday, you're going to suck it like a lollipop. But you're going to eat them. Mom, Mom. Every Italian mother in the world, ladies and gentlemen, the day after Christmas, always say the same thing. Hey, next year, we're cutting it off. What do you think I am, at the Bang of Monte Carlo? Too much, too much. I'm getting the hold. Next year, we'll go to your house. Unbelievable, we're going to come now. It's going to be Christmas time. Buona Natale, Buona Natale. Everybody has their heart in their hand. They want to give because it's Buona Natale, a Merry Christmas. I remember one Christmas. Always stays in my mind. I was 11 years old. I just started to understand what Christmas and Buona Natale meant. My mother goes, Patsy, tonight is a Christmas Eve. Guess who's gonna come into the house? Santa Claus. I said, Santa Claus is gonna come to the house, Mama. We have no chimney. Don't worry, he's gonna come from the closet. That night, they dressed my father up as Santa Claus. 12 o'clock, Christmas Eve, he goes, ho, 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 hello, I'm a Santa Claus. I says, you're not Santa Claus, you're my father. He says, shut up, I'm a Santa Claus. And the next year, I'm going to be Santa Claus again. Mom will always say to you, hey, keep your hands off of my grandchildren. You animal. Come over here, grandchildren, over here. Come on, Dominic. Mama, she hit you, you tell grandmother. I kill her for you, okay? Because your father is an animal. You have my telephone, go little video me nice. You call a grandmother. 662-3227. And I come and kill her. Because I love you so much. I'm your grandmother. How are you? And the kids know. Oh, do they know. 2 o'clock in the morning, my kid calls up my mother.
Grandma, Papa hollered at me.
I'll be there in 20 minutes. You get the butcher knife. I'm gonna make a salami out of a cigar. Unbelievable, but true. But that's okay, as long as the health is there. They're entitled to have their little fun, grandmothers and mothers. Because we are afraid, some of us people, about our children. We get a little nervous. We say, what's happening to our kids? With this world's going crazy. You pick up a paper, you see young kids with a beard. They don't take a bath. Let me tell you something. These are not your children. They're wonderful children. Just because they wear tight pants, they wear a gold jacket, they have the beads and the calamata hanging down their navel. And they run home. Where's my mother? Where's my daddy? Where's my mother? With children like this, we'll never have wars. It's the girl with the short haircut I'm worried about. Where's Angela? I want to talk to her.